Nothing like prank calls and caffeine to start your morning. It's Chris P's Phone Jibber on 97.5 The Vibe.
Needy Cleaner talking, I'll help you.
Yeah, hi, my name is Rick. I wanted to talk to the owner if he's available.
Speaking.
Okay, and who is this?
My name is Mike.
All right, Mike, I wanted to talk to you real quick because I'm starting a new, like a startup company, and I think your laundromat would be perfect for what we're trying to do. And I promise you, I'm not going to take up much of your time, but I think you'd be very interested to find out what we got going on.
We get pitched all the time for different ideas. I think that we would have to pass, but I appreciate...
Well, if you did, just hear me out 1 second, okay? I'm starting a company that is an organic diaper company, and you have a byproduct that you probably have to spend money getting rid of all the time at the laundromat. And what we do, instead of using a chemical for absorbency, which they use in a lot of these name brand diapers, we're going to use a natural absorbent material.
What do you need?
Well, what I would need from you is all the dryers, the big dryers that you have. I know that you probably have a lint trap in all of them, correct?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so all of that lint, you probably empty and throw out. We're going to use that lint and recycle it into the diapers and use that as absorbent material.
You want to use dryer lint as the absorbent?
The lint, yes, that would be the organic material we would use. Obviously, it would be contained inside the lining of the diaper. It's a green way to take product that you're probably having to fill landfills with and repurpose it in a way, right? We recycle a product that...
You can't put lint in a diaper for a child. You don't know what's in there.
Well, no, I'm not like going to just stuff it with lint. We would process it as the absorbent material.
But what if the clothes were like washed with bleach? You can't do
that. So wait, you're telling me your washers don't rinse off 100% of the bleach? You don't have good washers that do their job in your laundromat?
No, our washers get 100% of everything off. Our washers work great,
Okay then. Well, I don't know what the problem is. You've got lint. I've got a need. You give it to me, and we're gonna. I'm cutting you in on the ground floor. We're gonna make a fortune doing this. Think about all the stories on all the news stations. Hey, genius partners to figure out how to recycle lint. Lint takes over the diaper market. You realize how little disruption there has been in the diaper market for years now?
I can't even believe that you're thinking that this idea is going to work. You cannot use dryer lint.
Okay, what do you do with
children.
It? What do you do with it?
We throw it away. It gets recycled.
Recycled how? And it goes into the landfill. You're not recycling it.
I don't know.
It.
You give it to the recycling people and they recycle it.
They put it in the landfill.
You can't take dirty lint.
Well, it's not dirty. It's been through the washer. You already said that yourself.
The washer doesn't mean it's clean. You don't need to
lint
on your
dryer. You seem awfully, you know what? Sounds like you're awful excited when someone presents you with a good idea. So I don't know what to do.
This is what I'm talking about. People call me all the time with ridiculous ideas and waste my time.
It's not a waste of, it's not a waste of time if you're a visionary like me. Okay, I'm trying to do something in the world.
You're kind of
you're a visionary of what?
And in such
you're a visionary of what? You're not a visionary at all. If you're a visionary,
I'm a visionary of profit.
If you well then if you're a visionary, you'd be able to see that this is a prank call. It's not even real.
What?
It's a prank call. It's the Phone Jibber. It's Rick. It's the Phone Jibber.
Oh my God, man! I was gonna say, how can you put lint in diapers?
Are you kidding? Do you imagine how much urine could be soaked up with the lint? Come on, man.
That's what I was saying. Like, it's never 100% clean. I'm thinking of all these kids with, like, indigo bottoms from dirty dryer lint. Yeah, man, that was a really dumb idea.
Check out Chris P's Phone Jibber.
I love those.
Weekday mornings on the 15th. 6:15, 7:15, 8:15, 9:15. On 97.5, The Vibe.